Basura Sagrada by Shrine, Tucker Touche, and the citizens of Black Rock City. Basura Sagrada is a temple constructed entirely from burnable trash, recycled materials, and the tossed-off detritus of American society. Meticulously detailed, the temple will be a precious space created from non-precious materials. By replacing the gold and marble surfaces of traditional temples with aluminum can adornments and cardboard spires, we hope to inspire others to see everyday trash as beautiful, to save everyday trash and use it, not because it is responsible or right or necessary to recycle, but because people are excited about the materials and the medium. Basura Sagrada is a group of shrines, driftwood sculptures, and glass houses leading towards a central nave, which is clad in a series of spires that reach hopefully towards the sky. A pathway leading from one end of the site to the other shall lead the visitor through each structure in turn, on a journey into a place of contemplation. We take our inspiration from the steepled forms of so many cathedrals, specifically Gaudi's Sagrada Familia, which has its place in the name of the piece. The name is also inspired by the materials themselves. The forms present here have been seen before in Shrine's work, though this project represents opportunities to recreate these forms on an epic scale. Why build with trash? Shrine says, "We build art out of trash for many reasons. Our goal is to make something amazing and exotic out of materials deemed unworthy, the stuff we throw away every day. And while it is obvious that making something beautiful out of refuse is a political act, the question we hope to answer with this project is whether it can also be a spiritual act. We believe that it can." The outermost houses will be constructed primarily of driftwood and will be intimate, providing a place to take shelter and stock in a close and personal space. As a metaphor, driftwood speaks to uncertainties in the happenstance of multiple elements combining to form something entirely new. The structures between the driftwood houses and the central nave will be constructed on a stepped platform of old doors that support a room walled in painted windows, similar to the lower level of last year's Tessiograph Temple. Visitors will be able to see out, but their vista will also be obstructed by the details painted on the windows themselves. The central structure shall incorporate a multitude of materials, from adorned cardboard spires, stacked wooden spindles, stained glass windows, structural lumber, as well as a large chandelier overlooking a large central shrine that will hold the majority of people's offerings. The base of the structure at each corner will be constructed of flattened cars and baled steel, a modular material created during the recycling process. These modular blocks serve both as a platform for offerings and as ballast for the structure itself, pinioning it to the playa. These materials also add the element of permanence to a structure that is, by its very nature, evanescent and impermanent. The spacious central chamber will reach up to another level that will support a number of spires constructed of refashioned cardboard, wooden spindles, organically reformed sheet metal, and more. A central spire will reach celestially upwards and will be viewable from below, funneling the community's prayers and offerings towards the heavens.